Pride Month, everybody. It is officially June, the best month of the year, some may argue. And I'd love to welcome you back to yet another episode of Topics of Taboo, the raw and honest podcast where we unpack, educate, and attempt to erase the stigma surrounding taboo topics. Yeah, heck yeah. Pride Month for my LGBTQ plus fam. How are we all doing? Are we excited? Feels a bit different this year once again, being I'm presuming most of us are still in some sort of lockdown or temporary measures against the evil virus that is Corona. I have got lots of awesome content planned for you on my other socials, on Instagram and YouTube especially. So definitely go and subscribe to my YouTube channel if you haven't already. It is Dutchy. And keep an eye out on Instagram for a Pride giveaway that I'm going to be running very, very shortly. I also wanted to briefly preface this episode by letting you all know that I am releasing some new merch just in time for Pride Month. In fact, it may be a day or two late, which I am not happy about, but it is out of my hands. So basically, I've had some merch made up for me. Now, these are designs that I had in the works probably 6 or 8 months ago, but they were originally made for my 100k drop, but I had way too many designs, so I couldn't release all of them. I got a bit too excited and I had to cull some, but these are some truly special designs. I think one of them you're absolutely going to froth over. It is going to help you all in so many ways, trust me. But no, I'm very excited. So I've had them made and I've had my samples sent to me. I obviously always get samples of merch before I drop it because I want to make sure it's the best quality, it looks good, it can handle being washed, all those good things. And I really trust the person that I'm dropping this merch with, and it's actually RK Threads, who I dropped with last time. But still, I'd like to see how these designs look in real life because I've only seen photos. You know how things can look different online versus in real life, all that sort of thing. So I was on the phone to Australia Post today and my merch designs were meant to be here today at the latest, and they're not. But they should be arriving tomorrow. So hopefully, fingers crossed, all things going well, I'll receive them. I'll shoot some content in them for you to see what they look like on, all those good things. And then we'll be dropping it later this week, which I'm really so excited for. I'm so excited for you to see the designs. One of them, as I said, you're going to absolutely love. There's three designs. There's one there for absolutely everybody. Obviously, clothes don't have a gender or sexuality, but one of them is bisexual specific because you've all been asking for bisexual merch, and this one is really, really quite cute. Then there's also one for all you women loving women, or basically anyone that's into women. That may also help you get dates and may also help you figure out if people you're crushing on are also into girls, into women. So there's a little hint there. And then we just have some normal Dutchy merch as well. It's just like my name on a few different bits and pieces, but also very, very cool. So yeah, there's a little sneak peek. I don't know if I've actually told anyone else on any of my other socials. So you're so very welcome. You heard it here first, quite literally. But yeah, I thought I would pop on just for a solo episode today to talk about Pride, to talk about what it means to me and how lucky I am to have the following I do, and to have the platforms I do to promote LGBTQ plus positivity and love, and pride, I guess. So this is going to get a little bit sappy. But yeah, before we get into it, I did want to pop on and let you know merch is coming. And I also wanted to let you know that it will be ongoing. So it's not like, oh, she's dropping it in June or first week of June, you need to buy it and that'll be it. No, it's not a limited run. It will be ongoing. You'll be able to purchase it whenever you like from the website, just like my 100k merch that we ended up deciding to keep on there for a while. So yeah. And I'm also going to be doing a giveaway with some of this merch. So I totally, totally understand people that feel like they won't have enough money for it. I don't actually have any control over how much they are priced, which I am super regretful to admit. But because I am going through another company, they obviously need to make money too. And I totally understand that. Eventually down the track, I'm obviously hoping to have my own web store and web shop for all of my merch and all those sorts of good things, where I will price and do all of that myself. But for the moment, with my sort of budget and things like that, it is easier to do it with someone else. But yeah, I will be doing a giveaway with a few of the items, a few pride flags, some rainbow Converse, just a few cool pride items that I'd love to give away. So yes, definitely keep an eye out for that. Go follow my Instagram at Megan Dykeman, or I'm sure you can search Dutchie and I'll come up. But yeah, super exciting. I'm excited to produce lots more pride content, lots more queer content on the IG and the TikTok-y and YouTube. Pride content always seems to do really well because I think everyone sort of pops on. People that want to come out are looking for ways to come out, how to come out to friends and family and all those sorts of good things. It's just June provides such a sense of warmth, I guess, and love and support and like such a sense of belonging and community, and I love that so much. Someone asked me on a Q&A on Instagram today what my first pride was like, and I literally like went back into my camera roll and searched all the way back, and I found June 2018 was the year I came out, and that would have been my first pride. And funnily enough, I was already busily making pride content for Pink News. I'm pretty sure it was my first Pink News article, and there was a video of me telling them what pride meant to me. So that was kind of really nostalgic to look at and see how far I've come. Like, that was so many moons ago now. What was that, 2018, 19, 20, I can't believe I just had to count that out, but 3 years ago. It's honestly insane. It feels like an actual lifetime ago. But yeah, so I didn't really have anything planned to talk about today. I guess I just wanted to record an episode on Pride and being excited that it's Pride Month, and excited for all of you if this is your first Pride out. And if not, to also acknowledge that some people are too scared to come out, some people aren't in the safest of environments to do so, or too scared to, or feel like they have no one that could support them. I'm obviously going to acknowledge that, and I'm very aware of this as well. So yeah, I guess I just wanted to say that you never have to come out, you never have to label yourself if you don't want to. I think it's really important to reiterate this, especially around such a big queer time and a time where a lot of people are posting more queer content. If you are sitting there and you are part of the community but you don't want to label yourself, or you can't come out yet, I want you to know that that doesn't make you any less valid than any of us. If you're in a position where you can't come out yet, or you feel like you can't, or you don't want to, so, so valid, so real, and you're still so much a part of the community, as much of a part of the community as people who are out and proud and loud. You can be just as proud about your identity and who you are than if you're not out. And I want you to know that. And I think that's something we don't speak about often, because I, being someone that's very out and loud and proud, and I've never really struggled with having to be quiet or having to keep my sexuality out of the public eye or out of the eye of my friends and family. I don't really understand that from a personal perspective, but I obviously understand how it could be. And I know that homophobic friends and family members exist. I know that some countries it is illegal to be any member of the LGBTQ+ community, which I also acknowledge is totally fucked, but I get it. So yeah, I guess I just wanted to reach out to anyone out there who listens to this podcast who is in a position where they can't be 100% themselves. I love you, I support you, and I'm so here for you. We all are. And I want you to know that so many people are going through exactly what you're going through. We're not all lucky enough to have the love and support of our friends and family members and even following or whomever. It's not that easy for everyone. And I totally get that. I totally feel that. So I don't know. This one's probably going to be a bit of a short one, but at the same time, if you feel like you can't be out and open with people around you in real life, but you really want to, it's like you really want to participate in a community, you really want to be out somewhere, there is nothing stopping you from doing that anonymously in a group on, like, make an anonymous account on TikTok or Instagram or Twitter. no one needs to know who you are, that sort of thing. And you can show pride in other ways. You don't have to, you know, like come out wearing a rainbow flag or whatever your sexuality or gender identity is. Like, you don't have to do anything yourself. You don't have to identify yourself if that's something that you can't do. There are other ways to celebrate pride without being out. And I think that's also important to note. You don't have to be out to celebrate. You can know within yourself. You can know wholeheartedly who you are, right? Without going to a pride march or without telling the whole internet, not looking at anyone, you know, it's still a possibility to celebrate pride without being out. I also want you all to know that I am particularly active on checking my DMs on my socials and stuff around June, around Pride Month, because I know a lot more people reach out then with advice and questions or needing help of some sort. So yes, I also wanted to mention that if you are struggling currently, or you're celebrating, or you want to tell me something, feel free to DM me or alternatively email me. Get ready for this. This is my social media email. I don't use my personal email other than for like brand collabs and stuff like that. My manager does all of that. But for those of you who send in things for videos and such on the podcast, it is megan_loves_running@hotmail.com. Yeah. So if you're listening to this and you'd like to send me absolutely anything at all pride related, sexual orientation, gender identity, whatever it is related, send it through. I would love to read it. I'll probably do something on my channel or even on here with regards to asking for advice or telling me your coming out story or a cute first date with someone. Whatever that is, whatever you would like to share and be proud of, I would love for you to contact me through that or through my DMs on Instagram, because as I said, I check them more regularly during Pride Month for obvious reasons. So yeah, I think that'd be a cute idea. If you have anything you would like me to do on YouTube, I've pretty much got all the videos for June scheduled. I've pretty much planned all my videos for June, but I'm always happy to do extras, or if there's a particular episode you would like me to do here on Topics of Taboo for Pride Month, I'm also open to ideas. I have a few people scheduled to come on this month anyway, just Topics of Taboo wise, not necessarily LGBTQ plus stuff, but obviously with it being Pride Month, happy to do anything you'd like. If there's anyone from the community that you'd like me to try and have on during the month, also happy to do this. I think, yeah, it'll be lots of fun. I think Georgia and I are planning a bit more of a collab again, Georgia Bridges, and also Marth from TikTok also wants to come on. So few queer characters that we've got in the works, but obviously busy lives, and it's very hard to schedule a time with people that don't live in Australia. It is so hard, but I'm sure we'll get it done at some point. So yeah, that's pretty much all I have for today. Just thought I'd check in, welcome Pride Month into 2021, and yeah, hope that you're all doing well. I'll have a proper episode next Tuesday, I promise. And yeah, in fact, I might even upload a few more episodes this month just because it's Pride Month, and what the heck, why not? But yeah, that's pretty much all I have. Keep an eye out on my socials for the giveaway. I'm super excited for that. And also, if you didn't already know, I also have a Patreon where I'm posting a lot of content through Pride and just extra content throughout the year. I reply to messages on that directly to you. We can do phone calls depending on what sort of level. I think my cheapest Patreon tier is $2 a month. It's honestly nothing, and that way you can get early podcast access. I do Q&As on there, I reply to your messages, I talk about early merch release, I get lots of your advice on things. It's just that little step above Instagram. And yeah, as I said, if you want to talk to me or you need a response, and you don't want it to get lost in my DMs, which sounds a bit ridiculous, but it does happen, then yeah, head on to my Patreon. I'll have a link in the show notes. I don't have many patrons because I haven't really spoken about it or promoted it, but I don't know, it's a growing fam, and I love being able to talk to you all and give you advice when you need it, because I would hate for your message to get lost. And obviously there are larger tiers on there as well. For $2 a month, you can chat to me whenever. I can give you advice, all those good things, and you can just get some extra Duchy content. So if you'd like to do that, I think it's just Duchy on Patreon. But yeah, I will leave a link to it in the show notes. All of your support definitely does not go unnoticed. And it just helps support me as a creator, because obviously YouTube AdSense doesn't pay that great when you're an LGBT creator. It just really helps with buying like new cameras and lighting, and like every extra little bit helps. So yeah. Okay, and just before I head off, it is definitely time for Reviewer of the Week. Today we are giving a shout out to Ellie200000 from Canada, who said, absolutely incredible how open she is. Can't wait for more episodes. Bless, thank you so much, Ellie. And also a review from Rhubarb124 from the United Kingdom, who said, I love Duchy and I can't wait to see this come to life. Honestly, this will help so many young people like myself and just be the best. And Duchy, if you see this, I'm so happy that you've gotten this awesome opportunity. Thank you so much, Rhubarb. That is also so, so sweet. This is honestly the most wholesome segment ever. I love reading out your reviews. If you would like a shout out or your review to be read out as well, be sure to leave an Apple Podcast review. It really helps get my podcast out there to a wider audience. There's a great chance that if you're enjoying it, someone on the other side of the world exactly like you would enjoy it just as much. So yeah, it would mean the world if you could go ahead and leave an Apple Podcast review if you are enjoying Topics of Taboo, or you can head to My Podcast Reviews, search for Topics of Taboo and leave one there. And yeah, I may very well be reading out your name and your review next week. All right, that's it for me today, fam. I'll see you all in next week's episode. Bye.